Research conducted by Ohio State University is shedding new light on the impact of rotaviruses A and C on the health and productivity of suckling and newly weaned pigs. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Rotaviruses A and C are common causes of diarrhea in suckling and weaned pigs. A Swine Health Information Center-funded study conducted by Ohio State University looked at the detection of rotavirus A and C in suckling and weaned pigs and their contribution to swine respiratory disease. SHCC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says researchers wanted to evaluate nasal and fecal RNA for rotavirus A and C and also determine whether that can be associated with respiratory disease.
How they did this, they performed a cross-sectional study on 6 swine farms, taking multiple samples from suckling and weaned pigs, and looked at animals that were healthy, experiencing diarrhea, or showed respiratory signs. And then they also wanted to be able to understand what was happening with pigs that died of undefined causes at any of those research farms to determine if rotavirus was present in different organs, including the respiratory tract. Results overall demonstrated that rotavirus A and C were present on all 6 farms. The prevalence of different rotaviruses did vary greatly between farms, but overall, 88% and 29% of piglets were positive for rotavirus A and C, respectively. And consistent with prior research, the highest rotavirus A prevalence and viral loads were found in diarrheic pigs that were on farms. However, suckling pigs with respiratory signs only showed from farm 6, and diarrheic suckling pigs from farm 5 also had increased rotavirus A loads.
Dr. Becton says this information can be used by producers, veterinarians, and even other researchers to understand the changes that may be occurring in these clinical presentations, with the goal being to reduce the impact of the virus on these young pigs. Details on this study can be found in SHCC's February 2026 e-newsletter. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.